With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Colorado Republican Party plans to appeal the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to remove Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. In its historic ruling, the court's majority determined he is ineligible to be president after his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. But state GOP Chairman Dave Williams told KMGH Denver 7 that the ruling is a partisan attack on democracy.
It's a travesty. It's absurd, and it's a miscarriage of justice. The radicals in Colorado who control every level of state government, to include the court system, have created a constitutional crisis the likes of which we haven't seen since the Civil War.
President Biden told reporters today that there's no question Trump supported an insurrection, but he stopped short of saying whether the 14th Amendment applies or not in this case. Meanwhile, several GOP House lawmakers are slamming the ruling against Donald Trump.
Echoing House Speaker Mike Johnson, Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert wrote on X that the ruling was designed to suppress votes, adding that she's confident the U.S. Supreme Court will remedy this horrible decision. Conservative Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, who doesn't always see eye to eye with Boebert, also argued the decision stole the election away from Colorado voters.
That story from correspondent Edwin Mora. Also at SRNnews.com, sales of used homes rose in November, ending a five-month skid as easing mortgage rates encouraged home buyers. Hamas's top leader was in Cairo today for talks on the war in Gaza, his visit part of a flurry of diplomacy that's aimed at securing another ceasefire and a possible swap of hostages. In Yemen, rebels backed by Iran have threatened to target American warships operating near its waters. This is SRN News. A milestone for a prominent Christian ministry, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, "Many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Republican candidate who ran unsuccessfully for the Mississippi House of Representatives is accused of destroying a satanic temple display inside the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines. The display is permitted by rules that govern religious installations inside the Capitol, but had drawn criticism from many conservatives. Michael Cassidy charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. This is SRN News. This week's volcano eruption in southwestern Iceland sent a flash of light into the evening sky. It also spewed semi-molten rock into the air. Iceland's foreign minister says this eruption was more powerful than those in recent years.
What we're seeing is an eruption which is much larger than the ones we have had in the past 3 years, which have been, so to speak, nice touristic eruptions.
Thankfully, he says, the eruption does not pose a nearby threat.
We were worried that this fissure would open, but luckily enough, it opened in the right place. So the lava is not running towards the town of Grindavik, but rather away from it. So no danger there.
None of the recent eruptions caused damage or disruptions to flight, even though it was close to the country's main airport. More details at SRNnews.com.